It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, the 15th chapter, Romans chapter 15. We're going to begin reading with these beautiful verses back up here in the third verse, and so please that you would open your Bibles and prepare for the study, and it's just a wonderful study, so I hope that you enjoy it today. Please that you just open your Bibles that we can study together. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there, our Constitution, the plan of salvation, everything. Just enjoy it. I hope that you receive a blessing from it. Hope that you would come to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior through that study. And then also, you could contact us at parkviewbible@gmail.com if you'd like, or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either would be just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 15. I'm going to go ahead and just begin reading with the first verse. We then that are strong ought to be the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and of consolation grants you to be like-minded one towards another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ, was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. Again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah said, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. We're going to stop the reading there, beautiful scripture verses. So please, that we go to the Lord in prayer now, that we can enjoy and study the precious scripture. Father, I thank and praise you that we can enjoy your precious word and bring honor and glory unto you. Such a privilege to have your precious word before us. And I just ask that you will guide and lead us each and every day, Father. Please, that you just bring us to salvation. And I hope that we're listening, that we respond to you. Please. It's so important, Father, that we listen to you. And we know that you are our Savior. And we know that salvation comes through and by the precious, precious word. And we need to listen to that precious word and trust in that precious word. And so, please, your word, please, that you just send your Holy Spirit, that he will convict each and every heart those that do not know you as their Savior, that they would be saved today. You would bring them to the cross of Calvary and show how your Son Jesus died on that cross to take our sins away. And all we need to do is say yes and come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, Father, those that have been saved, many saved for many years possibly, that we can enjoy the walk each and every day serving you and growing in walking with you each day. Now, please, just guide and lead us now through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We look at these verses of Scripture, and it tells us here, as it is written, as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me, the Scripture tells us there. It is so important that we understand and see and look to the Word of God, as it says, as it is written. As it is written, we love the Word of God. And we find down in verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. And so, as it is written, those are good words to know and to study and to enjoy each and every day. Now, that quote we find as we look in that third verse of chapter 15 of Romans comes from Psalm 69:9. Turn back there and read that scripture verse. Psalm 69:9. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. Jesus took upon his own back, his own body, the reproaches that were hurled at his followers. It's so important that we realize that the Lord Jesus has taken the pain and taken the suffering. And again, verse 3 of chapter 15 of Romans, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. He has taken our reproach. Please, that you understand that. Look to that. Now to verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. You know, Paul told a young preacher named Timothy, gave him some advice. Let's look at that. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Paul told Timothy, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. This was by the leadership, by the Holy Spirit, in directing Paul to talk to Timothy. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. This whatsoever things were written aforetime, this includes all of the Old Testament, and at this point would also include the Gospels, because they were written. So we have the Old Testament and the Gospels. That's what's included in this statement here. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. That aforetime would include the Old Testament and the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We could probably almost include the book of Acts with that as well. Given for our learning. You know, a lot of people, they go to school, you know, start school, many of them today even preschool and kindergarten, and then up through first grade through 12th grade, graduate from high school, and go on into college, and they spend 4 years in college, and then a lot of times they'll go on to finish it if they haven't got their master's by that time, then even go on and get their doctorate degree. They believe that they have gained much learning. Well, they have gained much knowledge. Much knowledge. But many times, that knowledge never is moved over to wisdom. And wisdom is taking the knowledge you've learned and applying it properly. That's wisdom. Saying it at the right time, putting it at the right place, using it properly. And so when we look at the Word of God here in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, understand that the Word of God is for us, for our learning, that we may have great knowledge and wisdom. And I can testify to that. I can testify to the fact that God has handed and given me so much understanding, and He has given me so much wisdom. I have so much to learn. But He has walked me through, carried me through many situations and circumstances that I wouldn't have had any idea how to handle, what to do, what to say. And yet by God's hand, by Him handing this wisdom to me, I have the opportunity to do so many things that I can never do on my own. It's God-given. But it's a wisdom that's not a special gift that's given. In many cases, it's something God wants to pour out upon all that believe upon Him. And here it says, given to us for our learning. For our learning. And when we understand, and maybe you have all this knowledge, and you can, you know, maybe you've even got a photographic memory that you look at something once and you read it once and it's in there, it's locked in there. Oh, that would be wonderful. I am far from having any kind of photographic memory. I have to read it and read it and read it again. But I love to watch my God take His Word and take many things that I'm working on, and He can give it to me and help me to see it and to understand it, and then not only to put it into my own mind and own heart, but then also apply it to showing the caring and the love to others. It's wonderful, and I hope you don't miss that. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and if you don't realize that this Word, as it is written, we should study it and enjoy it. And I do. I love studying the Word of God. I've been studying this precious Word for 40-plus years, and I'm still learning. I love the sweet spirit that it builds in a person. It when you study the Scripture and you desire that it changes your heart and controls your life, it gives you a very humble humility is one thing that God gives, and it comes into the heart. And so many people today, Christians included, are very prideful people. And they speak with kind of a sharpness to their tongue. And it's not presented from love and the joy and the wisdom that God gives. And much of the time, book learning does that. It kind of gives you a prideful position and a place of arrogance almost. And that's not to be a Christian. Now, we can be bold and we can stand and stand solid for what's right and what's wrong. But there is a way to do that, and it's done out of the love that God gives. Now, we tell the truth. And if you're not abiding by the truth, if you're a liberal preacher and you've left the old King James and you have chosen to walk down the path of liberalism today, it breaks my heart. Number one, I would want to know, question whether you were saved or not. Because to grow in the Lord Jesus, it builds a wisdom and an understanding in your life, but it also brings a place of humility and a desire to speak with the love of God, and you want folks to know that Jesus is alive. Then Jesus died and took all of my sins away and all the sins of the world. And it's a free gift of salvation. And then you can have this wisdom and this understanding. And the scripture says in verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. What beautiful words. It brings patience. It gives comfort. It's all there for our learning. And I watch so many folks get their learning and understanding from other books. And you can have great understanding and learning from other books. But please, never neglect God's precious Word. Because it is the only book that can bring salvation to you. You're lost. You're dying. The scripture says you're condemned already. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. You need life. And you need to be able to walk with the Lord Jesus each and every day. And so please, come by faith to Jesus. Be born again. Check out John chapter 3. You must be born again. Look through those verses of Scripture, please. And then go to Romans. You know, we're to the book of Romans here, but go to Romans and start reading chapter 10 and begin up there in the, you know, 9th, 10th verse and read down through several Scriptures. Oh, it gives you a beautiful understanding of what we need to do to be born again. And then to begin that walk each and every day to enjoy the patience and the comfort that this learning gives. But you must be born again. It must start there. Verse 5 tells us, now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded one towards another according to Christ Jesus. These are gifts of God given by Him through His Word. Precious gifts. And it's such a joy to look to the Word and feel a patience and this consolation here as it speaks of. This makes us like-minded one towards another. The mind of Christ. It gives us the mind of Christ. You know, we may differ. We may differ with the meats, as the first argument was brought forward there concerning the meats and whether I should go buy that meat or not buy that meat, and do I have the liberty to buy that meat or do not have the liberty to buy that meat. And, you know, we can differ there as we grow together, but we need to be desiring to walk with the Lord Jesus, to know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, to follow the Lord in baptism, testifying what has taken place in our heart. Now, that's got nothing to do with salvation. It's got everything to do with obedience. And this consolation here is comfort, again, as the Scripture told us earlier in verse 4, through patience and comfort. And now here, now the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded. So the one that gives those precious gifts of patience, you can develop your own patience if you try. You can work at it, try it if you want to. But what's going to happen is that all of a sudden you lose your temper again, and all those things that were down deep inside is going to come back out again, and they're going to be evil and wicked. And if it's God-given, if you come by faith to Jesus and then begin that wonderful walk with Him, understanding and learning from Him, then it's a patience and it's a comfort that is not something that you have developed, but it's something that God has given you. Given you because of your faithfulness to study His Word. And with that then comes a great hope and understanding of what's to come. And then you're not, yes, we may make our attempts to change this wicked world and put some godly folks into government and some godly folks into the legislation and the legislative branches and things like that. We need to. We have sat down and laid down too long, and we've let the heathen of the world, the lost of the world, take this wonderful country that God has given us over, and we need to take it back. We take it back by pouring our hearts out unto the Lord, asking for His leadership and His wisdom and His strength to walk each and every day. And so please, as we look and we find here that now the God of patience, that is His character of patience and comfort, grant to you be like-minded towards one towards another according to Christ Jesus. As we continue to walk, and we enjoy that here at Parkview Bible Church. We enjoy a wonderful fellowship together. And when we come together on Sunday morning for Sunday school and then the church service, and then we come back on Sunday night, and then we have a wonderful ladies' Bible study on Tuesday afternoon, and then back on Wednesday night, it is so wonderful to feel the unity that we have. Now, why do we have that? We don't have the cliques. We don't have those things. It's because we have a desire to know more about the Lord Jesus. And we come together and we study His precious Word, and we're all over the Scripture. We enjoy Proverbs. We're enjoying Acts. We're enjoying Romans. We're enjoying 2 Thessalonians. And we got so many scripture verses, and we're about to finish. We're making a study right now on our church constitution, and that's what we believe and why. And it's all based upon the Word of God, and it's just a wonderful Bible study looking all these verses of Scripture up. As soon as we finish that, well, then we'll be in the book of Exodus during Sunday school time. And so we've just finished Genesis, and we're going to start Exodus. And it's wonderful to enjoy the Word of God. And then we have the wonderful ministries of the radio, the stations that we're on, then also the website, and to reach out into the world. It's such a blessing. But when we come together as a local body, we come together as one. And it's not because we have set the rules down in the Constitution. You buy this law, and this law, then you'll be fine. It is because we desire to please our God. And we desire to do that because, number one, we're born again. Now, I can't say that everybody here is saved, but most are saved, and they desire to love Jesus and to walk after the Lord Jesus, and they have the unity of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's within their hearts if you're born again. And so they are desiring, learning the Word of God, learning the desires and to please God. And when you do that, then we come together. And that fifth verse there, now, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another according to Christ Jesus. It's very easy to come together and have wonderful fellowship and not looking for a clique or some social club that many of them have today. We come to open the Word of God and to enjoy it. And it comes because of what God has given us. Again, up in verse 4, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. It's a blessing. And if you don't know Jesus, you're missing it. I don't care if you hold a doctorate degree or two doctorate degrees or whatever. If you're missing Jesus, you're missing the world. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be born again. And please, please walk with Him. You know, we may differ on meats, as the Scripture has been talking about here back in that 14th chapter. But we do not differ on our worship to and with our God. Like-minded one towards another. The mind of Christ is what it's talking about there. The beautiful, wonderful mind of Christ. For ye may, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we don't come here to please each other. We do because of the like-mindedness, but it comes only because our purpose is to glorify God, to praise God. That's what it's here for, to praise God, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The patience God gives, the comfort God gives, is patience and comfort we can have. And by attaining that, by having that, we can enjoy the walk each and every day. And again, with that sixth verse, that ye may with one mind and one mouth. That's what God loves. He doesn't want some bickering and some backbiting and things like that. He desires that we come together with one mind and one mouth to glorify God. That's what He desires, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 7 it says, wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. You see, it just continues. Receive one another, even as Christ also received. We need to do all to the glory of God. We need to do it not to satisfy ourselves. We need to not do it to a vain glory, but to glorify God. You see, if you don't know Jesus, the only thing that you're trying to satisfy is yourself. But if you know Jesus, then that self-satisfaction, that desire to be arrogant and prideful and look at me and look what I'm doing, should go away. And I say should go away. I know many Christians that have held to that. And the reason that they do is because they don't spend much time in fellowship with their God. They are listening to men preach and listening to men's ideas and principles, but they themselves spend little time in the Word of God, enjoying it and studying it. And so, you see, we need to do it all to the glory of God. You know, we have been bought with a price. And that price was the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, some people don't want to come to the Lord Jesus because they want to be their own boss. Well, the only thing I'm going to say to you is, if you choose not to come by faith to Jesus, and Jesus alone, not connected with any works, you will burn in hell. Now, it's your choice and your decision, and there's nothing I'm going to do to you, harm you or anything, because I can't convince you to be born again, to be saved, only the Spirit. So please, that you trust in the Holy Spirit as He calls you and as He introduces you to the Lord Jesus. That's salvation. The Holy Spirit convicts your heart of your sin and introduces you to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?